You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Cornelson. A family member says the last victim of the Florida condo collapse has been identified more than a month after the tragedy. 98 people were killed in the rubble of the deadly collapse at the Champlain Towers in Surfside in Miami-Dade County. WNYC's Lydia McMullen-Laird looked into whether coastal buildings here in New York and New Jersey face a similar risk, and she joins us now to tell us about it. Hey, Lydia.
Hi, Sean.
Before we get into the risks in our area, do we have any more details about what caused that building collapse at the Champlain Towers?
So the exact causes of the collapse still aren't clear, but experts suspect that a lack of maintenance, structural damage from exposure to salty sea air and storms, and subsidence, which is the sinking of the ground, likely contributed to the collapse.
So Lydia, we are located in a coastal area. Do you think that means buildings here could collapse too?
Buildings along the coast of New York and New Jersey are exposed to the same types of risk factors as buildings in Miami, so it's definitely possible, but it's a bit less likely. Mm-hmm. So those risks include salty air, for example, which corrodes the concrete and steel that makes up the structural integrity of buildings. And the ground buildings are on matters too. Subsidence is a risk for sandy soil on Long Island and in coastal New Jersey, especially in Atlantic City, which has tons of high-rises. But places like Miami are more in the direct line of fire for extreme weather events like hurricanes than this area. And on top of that, the soft limestone in Florida can cause dramatic subsidence events like sinkholes.
What about sea level rise and storms? Do they impact buildings on the New York and New Jersey coasts? And do you think it'll get worse?
More exposure to flood surges definitely also puts buildings at risk of corrosion and structural damage, and sea level rise along with the ground sinking makes that more common. Experts I spoke with told me that the sea level rise is actually happening faster here than in other parts of the country, including Florida. And to make matters worse, the ground is also sinking at a rate of about 1 millimeter per year. That might not sound like a lot, but Jackie Osterman, an assistant professor in earth sciences at Columbia University, says that can make a difference for coastal communities.
So if you add, you know, your high tide or your storms to something that's a little lower, what used to be, you know, a 50-year flood then becomes a 10-year flood pretty quickly.
Lydia, are inspections required in New York and New Jersey to make sure that coastal buildings are safe?
In New Jersey, building inspections take place about every 5 years, but they aren't done by engineers and mainly focus on maintenance, heating, lead hazards, that type of thing. Now, if those inspectors visually notice structural issues, then they file a report and maybe an engineer gets called in. If we compare that to Miami-Dade County, where Champlain Towers is, buildings are required to have an engineer inspect them every 10 years after the building is 40 years old. Suffolk and Nassau County, by the way, didn't respond to my request for information on how often they conduct their inspections.
So is the answer here just to do more building inspections if we want to prevent the kind of building collapse we saw in Florida?
Well, inspections certainly help, but they really aren't the whole story. It also matters what building owners do with that information. At Champlain Towers, for example, an engineer found major structural damage in 2018, and the building had plans to start repairs soon. But it just wasn't in time to avoid the collapse. It's also about trying to minimize risk factors. There's not much we can do about salty sea air that causes erosion, but policies that decrease emissions could make sea level rise less dramatic, which would help protect coastal buildings.
That's WNYC's Lydia McMullen-Laird. Thanks so much, Lydia.
Thanks, Sean.